appreciate the Lord here today, don't you?
Amen.
Always wonderful singing. Always been said and done here today. Appreciate the goodness of the Lord. I tell you, God's a good God, ain't he?
Amen.
If you have your Bibles, the book of Luke, chapter 17. Appreciate these young folks coming here, Brother Andrew, today.
Yes.
All you home folks. Amen. Hey, we got some out sick, but glory to God, you're here, so we got two or three, don't we?
Amen.
Amen. And I believe the Lord can speak to us right here today. Hallelujah. I've had this heavy on my heart for some time, and hope the Lord will bless his word. Luke chapter 17. Luke chapter 17. Trying to find a good place to start. I'd say about verse 26. I'll be reading my text in the book of Luke, but most of the text from my sermon will come from the book of Genesis chapter 19 if you want to do some homework later. As it was in the days of Noah, so shall it also be in the days of the Son of Man. They did eat, and they drank, and they married wives, and they were given in marriage until the day came that Noah entered into the ark, and the flood came and destroyed them all. Likewise, also it was in the days of Lot. Here's where the meat of my message will come from, preach on Lot.
Yes.
They did eat, and they drank, and they bought, and they sold, and they planted, and they builded. But the same day that Lot went out of Sodom, it rained fire and brimstone from heaven and destroyed them all. Okay. Even thus shall it be in the days when the Son of Man is revealed. In that day he which shall be upon the housetop and his stuff in the house, let him not come down to take it away. And he that is in the field, let him not likewise not return back. Verse 32. Remember Lot's wife.
Yes.
Whosoever shall seek to save his life shall lose it.
Yes.
Whosoever shall lose his life shall preserve it. Verse 32 is my text today. Remember Lot's wife. Amen. Remember Lot's wife. Praise God. My text today is one of the shortest verses in the entire Bible. Amen. The only other scripture that I know of that's shorter than this one is when the Bible simply stated that Jesus wept. Amen. Three words, but oh, the depth that's in these three words today. Remember Lot's wife. Praise God. This is said, and Jesus is talking to the disciples here about the conditions that would be consisting of the last days when the earth will be destroyed by fire. Amen. Our Lord's mind went back to the destruction of Sodom, these cities, Sodom and Gomorrah. Jesus called upon this congregation and he said he was calling them to a way of remembrance. He said, remember, simply stated, remember Lot's wife. Amen. There's a lady in this story. Amen. I'm going to deal with her today. Let me say that when God calls us to remember, we better remember
right
then. I believe it'll be profitable unto us to remember this woman that was simply stated as Lot's wife. Amen. Didn't even call her by name, but said, remember Lot's wife. Hallelujah. We don't read much about her, but what is written, it causes us, amen, to come to attention and wipe the sleep out of our eyes and say, Lord, what do you have to tell us in this woman by the name of Lot's wife? Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, yes. Praise God. Amen. Perhaps this is why she married Lot. We don't know a whole lot about Lot, but we know Lot was a wealthy man, Brother Earl. And we know that Lot had a lot of the world's possessions. Amen. Lot was a man that had his pockets full. Lot was a man that had a godly uncle by the name of Abraham. Remember Abraham? Amen. Amen. Lot's herdsmen and Abraham's herdsmen began to be at quarrel one with another, so they decided to split up. Amen. And I believe Abraham prayed for Lot all the way back there and said, Lot, amen, whichever direction you choose, you better choose the Lord. Hallelujah. I don't have time to get into all this because I got a lot more I need to give. Amen. But you remember the story. The Bible said all the way back in the Genesis. Amen. That Lot looked out after the well-watered plains of Jordan. Amen. And he pitched his tent towards Sodom. Amen. He looked down in Sodom and he saw dollar signs. Amen. He looked down in that well. Amen. Run businesses and society in a big city and big opportunity. And he said, I'm heading to Sodom. Amen. God, I come to tell somebody here today, this ain't my message. I'm going to get into it in a moment. But the moment you look towards Sodom, amen. The moment you look towards that world, and the moment you say, I'd rather trade God for opportunity, amen, it's a wrong decision, amen. Don't ever trade God for opportunity to gain more of this world. For what shall it profit a man if he gain the whole world and lose his own soul, Brother Daniel? What would it profit a man? Glory to God. Amen. I feel a burden on my heart to preach to us just a little bit. Amen. But oh, amen. Lot, the righteous man, or was a righteous man. Amen. Evidently, he had been a square shooter at one time. Evidently, he was a perfectly reliable businessman at one time. Amen. But none of this is said of his wife. None of it. Amen. And the Bible goes into details to tell us that at one time, Lot had an experience with God. Amen. But not one time did it ever tell any of the contrary. Amen. Against his wife. Hallelujah. Did she marry Lot for his money? Possibly. Did she marry him because of all that she could give her? Amen. Possibly. I know that's just a little bit of speculation. Amen. But what we do know, amen, is that Lot's wife enjoyed living in Sodom. Amen. Lot's wife enjoyed rubbing elbows down at the gate. Amen. Of the city of Sodom. Amen. Down in Sodom and Gomorrah. Hey, I don't know about you, but I've been in places, Brother Earl, where I was uncomfortable and I couldn't wait to get out of Dodge. Amen. I've been in places in this old world. Amen. I've been in the presence of certain individuals. Amen. And I felt dirty just being in their presence. I felt uncomfortable being there. Let me tell you something. Lot should have knew this was the wrong place to be. Amen. But he had a wife and said, oh, I like the opportunity down in Sodom. I like the chances that we have of becoming millionaires and gaining more and more of what the world has to offer down in Sodom. Amen. They chose to live in the most wicked city of that day. They did not need to live there, but money blinded their eyes. Lot didn't need to go down there to make a living. He was a prosperous businessman before he ever moved to Lot. That's all. Glory to God. That's like me packing up, living in small town America. Five beautiful children. Got a good bunch of people around here. Gathers every Thursday and every Sunday, and I get a call to say, why don't you move up to New York City? Why don't you move up to Chicago, to one of these places? Glory to God. I've always preached this, and I'll go ahead and preach it today too. You don't never need to move nowhere where there's not godly people and a godly church. Amen. You're heading to the wrong city. You're heading to the wrong place. But like, Abraham's back there. The man of God is back there. Don't leave the man of God. Don't leave that church house. Don't leave that place of worship. Don't leave that place where God met you. But Lot said, I'm going for profits. I'm going for money. I'm going to Sodom. Amen.
Oh, amen. Oh, God.
Woo!
Oh, hey, that's way, Lord.
He was prosperous. Amen. But what does it profit a man if he gain the whole world and lose his own soul? That's the plain, unadulterated word of God. Amen. A man who could make money as Lot, amen, didn't have to go to Sodom to make a living. Come on. Elimelech, remember Elimelech? He was a prosperous man. But in a time of famine, in a time when the crops dried up, amen,
He moved to Moab. It's always, listen to me, I'm preaching to somebody today, it's always a bad decision. It's always against the will of God to move to Moab. It's always against the will of God, amen, to slither in Sodom. Hey, I come to tell us, remember, that's why.
Thank you, bless you.
Amen. Jesus. It is strange and tragic how the glitter of gold can blind a man's eyes.
That's right.
Oh, yes. Amen. It will blind a smart man's eyes. So they lingered and they drove their stakes in deeper down in Sodom. Amen. The soil of that wicked city. Amen. Until it was almost impossible to pry them out of that sinful place. They had so much invested, and their family had grown up and settled down in Sodom. Lot, amen, had a responsible position at the gate of that city. Great God, I'd rather live in the head of a holler and drink brass water and eat cornbread than I would take my kids to Sodom. It's a damn place, amen, we find later when the angels came and tried to get them out that Lot's daughters had married worldly, sinful men down in Sodom. Lot, you know better than that. I said, Lot, you know you can't rub elbows with the devil and get by.
Oh, amen. Come on, brother. Woo! God bless you, Lord.
Help me here. Pray for me. I need the Lord to help me today. I got a lot of ground to cover. Amen. Oh, yes, so they invested. Amen. The more you stay in a place, the more you get invested in that place. You ever hear about an old car nickel and diming you to death? Come on, I've had a few of them. You take a little money in it, get $400 or $500, suck in an old car, and something else goes wrong. And you sink a little more. Come on now. Amen. And then you sink a little more. And then something big happens. And you say, I done got too much invested to turn back now. Come on now. And that's the way some people lives. Amen. In the world. I've got too much time. I've got too much. Thank God I come to kill us. Remember Lot's wife. She couldn't get her eyes off of Sodom. The angel said, get out of town. And she looked back. She had so much invested in Sodom.
Amen. You're right. God, touch him, Lord.
Jesus.
Jesus.
Here is the most amazing part of the story. Let me get this first. I so often think of the mercy of God. When judgment could be delayed no longer, amen, God told Abraham, I love this. Woo! The man of God in your life is way more important than you think he is.
Come on.
We live in a time, in a day, in a society where we can walk on the preacher. Amen. We can disrespect the pastor and don't think nothing about it. The great God, I feel like Abraham was done a little bit wrong by Lot. Lot tried to take what was Abraham's. Lot's herdsmen's big fights with Abraham's herdsmen. Amen. But the better of the two said, pick what you want, Lot. Go get what you want. Amen. And God will bless me in the meantime. So Lot did just that. Lot stepped on that man of God's heart. He crushed his heart. Come on. He walked off, ran off and left. Got himself in a mess. Down in Sodom. Down in Sin City. Down in that hellhole. Amen. Of sin and homosexuality and corrupt. All around. But guess what? God hollered at the man of God, said, Abraham, I'm going to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah. I'm going to tear it upside down. I'm going to rain fire and brimstone out of hell. And there's going to be nothing left of that place when I get done. Well, good thing it wasn't a lot of preachers today.
Man, you're waiting.
They'd have said, pour it on them, Lord, pour it on them. Right. Lot got on his knees.
Right.
And cried.
Right.
And said, oh God, don't do it. Lot's down in Sodom. Don't do it. Amen. His babies are down there. Don't do it, God.
Holy.
He said, God, if there's 50 righteous men down in Sodom, will you spare that city? And God said, for 50 righteous men and for you, Abraham, I'll spare the city. Amen. But God said, I hate to tell you, Abraham, there's not 50 down there. Woo! What about lack of 5? 45. I hate to tell you, Abraham, I'd do it for 45, but there ain't 45 down in Sodom. Boy, that's a bad place to be. When you can't find 45 righteous men, amen, in the whole city.
Bless you, Lord.
Well, Lord, would you do it for 40? God said, I'd do it for 40. But I hate to tell you, there's not 40 down there. Ooh. I feel the Holy Ghost in this house. You better pray for me. I've had this on me for 2 weeks. Oh, what about 30? I'd do it for 30. But I hate to tell you, Abraham, there's not 30. This whole story tears me up. I'd like to grab a hold of Abraham, her flock. I'd like to get a hold of him like a mom or a dad gets a hold of that teenager and shake him a little bit and say, what's the matter with you, Lot? Hanging around in Sin City and there ain't even 20 righteous men.
Praise be to God.
Amen. So I want you to look at the prayer of Abraham. Prayer gets God all the way down to 10. Woo! Started with 50 and got God down to 10. Amen. And Abraham said, God, would you spare that city for 10 righteous men? And God said, Abraham, for your sake, hey God, you better have a preacher in your corner. You better have a man of God in your corner. God said, for the man of God's sake, I'll spare Lot.
Amen. Amen.
Glory,
glory, but Abraham, but Lot,
be to God.
There ain't 10 down there.
That's right.
And he said, I'm sending reinforcement. I'm sending angels in. This is all in Genesis chapter 19.
Yeah.
He said, I'm sending angels down there. And I'm going to tell you what I'll do. I can't spare the city, but I'll get Lot and his family out. Remember Lot's wife. Preaching on, remember Lot's wife.
Yeah.
Boom. Yeah. Amen. So 2 angels. I got to hurry. Running out of time here. So God sent 2 angels down there. Here Lot is sitting at the gate of the city. Amen. Holding his seat of authority. Got his money full of pockets full of money. He done maxed out 2 or 3 bank accounts. Got all kinds of money. His kids are living, amen, in the cesspools of Sodom. A man that once knew what it was like to feel the power of God is intoxicated on sin.
Bless him, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
But at least he knew enough to know God.
Amen.
Jesus. And he looked at them angels and he bowed himself. The Bible said his face is to the ground. And he said, welcome into this city. And them angels tell him very quickly, we're not here to hang out in Sodom. We're not here to rub elbows with the world. A lot were on orders from headquarters to get you out of this place. Amen. Oh, we got to get you out of here. Amen. Amen. Lot being in such a backslidden condition that it was, great God, you don't think, somebody said, I'll never get to that place. You don't know where you'll get. Amen. When you get saturated with sin, you don't know where you'll get. When the devil goes a pulling on your heart. Thank God I feel the Holy Ghost in this house today. I come to tell somebody, remember Lot's wife. So he said, Lot, you better get out of here, son. God is going to destroy this city. You got to get out. There ain't no staying. God's going to do it. So, Lot
I believe the Lord believed him. So he takes him down to his house, and you know the story, I don't have time to get into all that. The wicked men of that city come down there, those homosexuals.
Hey, amen. Man lovers, whatever you want to call them, and go to beating on Lot's door and said, give me them two men that just came into town. And here's what the Bible said, that we may know them. Give me the men in your house. Hey, God, here's the heart of a backslider. Lot said, no, you can't have them. They're angels of God, but you can have my daughters.
Touch him, Lord.
He's in bad shape, Brother Earl.
Yeah.
You can have my daughters. Oh, no luck. Anything but my daughters. No luck. Give them your money. Give them your house. Give them everything, but not your family.
The devil wants your family.
Right.
He wants your kids.
Right.
He wants your daughters. He wants your sons. He wants you headlong. Amen. Face first into the plunders of this world. Right. In the depths of sin. In the hordes of hell. That's where the devil wants you. But Jesus said, remember Lot's wife.
Yes, Lord.
So, let's get some more of it. I'm running out of time.
Bless him, Lord.
So, he gets down there, Brother Adam, and he tells his wife, said, I'm sorry, honey. Our fun days are over.
We got to get out of here. God said he's going to destroy this place.
Well, here comes the history of this wife never known God. And I could preach right here a while, and I should. It's the biggest mistake. I got some young people to preach to. Well, listen to me, everybody in here, 20 and under, you're marrying age. It's the biggest mistake of your life that you'll ever make. Amen. Making a decision to marry somebody that ain't saved.
Come on now.
Oh, all right. I'm going to tighten her on down a little bit more. Not only not saved, they better believe like you believe. Here he comes in heaven. It'll be a struggle the rest of your life.
Amen.
Let's get out, honey. No, I ain't leaving. Here's where I've split my roots. Here's where I've dug my stakes. Here's where I raise my kids. I'm not leaving.
Oh, brother. Amen.
So the angel said, I tell you what you better do, Lot. You better go get your kids.
Amen.
Can you imagine, Lot? He got down there, got his eyes on money. I believe the Bible even gives us evidence that he had turned to strong drink. He was intoxicated, literally, not just on the world, but I believe he got to drinking. And he got down there. Woo! And you know what he did? He got to banging on them doors. And his daughter comes to the first door. Hey! Amen. Get your clothes together. Amen. Get what you can on your back. We got to get out of town. God is going to destroy this one. Get up. Get up and thank you, God, and get out of here.
Yes.
Dad, what are you talking about?
You brought us down here. Dad, what are you? You've made all kinds of money. What are you talking about? It's a sad day when your kids lose confidence in mom and dad.
Nobody else might not know how you live, but your kids know how you
live. That's
right. You may hide the wool over the preacher's eye, but your kids live with you every day. You may pull the wool over the mayor of town's eye. You might even, amen, got them businessmen pulled. Hey, they think you're a good guy, Lot. But your girls, they know how you live.
Amen.
Right. Well, I got to go on here.
Come on, bro.
Come on.
So he finally, can you imagine, he finally talks to that second door. He finally persuades him a little bit. I believe he gets on his knees. Yeah. And he said, girls, I'm in a bad place. But Daddy ain't always been here. I ain't always been intoxicated with the world. I ain't always been
sour business. I ain't always been dishonest. That was a time I had experience with God. That was a time I shouted under the power of the Holy. That was a time I knew who God was.
Amen.
That's the Lord.
And he said, if you ever believe me, we got to go. God's going to destroy this place. All right, my last couple minutes here. So they finally pack up. Amen. You know the story. And the Bible said the day that Lot got out of town, the day that the angel led them out, amen, God rained fire and brimstone in Sodom and Gomorrah. Amen. I want you to even look at this. Lot didn't want to climb, but the angel said, climb high, Lot. Head to the mountains. The valley's going to be destroyed. Amen. With lava, with volcanic ash. God's going to destroy this place. Climb to the mountains. And Lot didn't even want to climb.
God, amen. Bless him.
Yes, Lord.
Don't that sound like the world today? They want to stay down where it's easy.
Right.
They want to stay down where the preacher don't preach those standards. They want to stay down where they can live any old godly way.
Right.
They want to stay down where they can sack up, amen, do drugs, drink a little socially, amen, cuss, and carry on, amen, shout, amen, great God in him, in the worldly places of this life, and get by.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, God.
But the angel said, Lot, if you're going to live,
you got to climb high.
Right.
You got to get out of that valley. It will be destroyed.
So, Lot begins to do that. And the angel also tells us a great determining factor of the story here. He said, and when you begin to get out of this place, don't look back. Wow.
Okay,
don't look back.
Oh, man.
In other words, where God has brought you from, don't never turn back to the cesspool sin. Where God, I worry about people. Amen. That's always talking about their past. I worry about people that's always looking back. Well, I can go back. Yeah, you can. But you'll be turned into a pillar of salt. Great God, that's why you can't get nowhere. That's why you can't climb up the mountain. You're looking back.
My Lord. Thank you, Lord.
So, angel said, whatever you do,
don't look back. The problem with Lot's wife is she didn't believe God. No, Lot, one time knew God.
Yeah. Somehow, someway, I believe with all my heart,
Lot got through to his daughters, and they believed somehow that Dad knew what he was talking about this time. Hey, Dad, don't look back. But his wife never was established. His wife never had an experience with God. His wife got up that very day, and she walked down the streets of Sodom. They were eating. They were drinking. They were marrying. Boy, they opened her coffee shop. She smelled the coffee. She smelled the bagels. She smelled breakfast cooking in the thank God. And she said, how can God destroy this place? You can get comfortable in sin that you don't think there's nothing wrong with. You can hang out in Sodom long enough. Great God, where you don't think nothing is ever gonna become of it.
Right, right.
That's where Lot's wife was.
She didn't think God was gonna do it. So they get to run out of the city. God gets a pouring out. Stand with me in this house. I'm done. God gets a pouring out fire and brimstone. And Lot's got them by the hands. Come up here and help me. Come on, Raylan. Come up here and help me. So I need two girls. Sit Hudson down. It's my daughters. This works out good. It's my daughters. Woo. Amen. Come on, Michelle. We'll let you be Lot's wife. Oh, God. Woo. Oh, God.
Bless
amen. We got to get out of Dodge. We got to get out of Sodom. There's the fire. There's the brimstone. God's going to destroy this place. Whatever you do, don't look back. Come on, Lot's wife.
Bless the Lord.
So getting out. Amen. Hold your head there. Let's get out of here. But Lot's wife, she gets to thinking about the businesses. She gets to thinking about her home. She gets to thinking about her prestige. She gets to thinking about all she had. Amen. And she looked back. And Lot finished making it out of Sodom, but his wife turned into a pillar of salt. I said his wife turned into a pillar of salt, Mother Earl. You know what that was? She was destroyed by sin. And Jesus said, as it was in the days of Noah, they were eating and they were drinking. As it was in the days of Lot, that's the way it's going to be when the Son of Man comes. They got intoxicated by the world. They got intoxicated by the pleasures of this life. Remember Lot's wife.
Glory unto God.
Somebody help me on this piano. Thank you,
blessed Lord. Thank you, mighty God.
Hope it did all right, brother. Oh, pray for me.
Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thanks, Sister Missy. Well, Jason, you preach hard.
Glory.
32 or 35 of us here today. We got a lot out. So I wouldn't say a lot. So I wish everybody was here today.
Lord and my God.
I got something I need to tell you today. I got something been on me for 2 weeks. I got to tell you today. Remember Lot's wife. Remember.
Thank you, bless
God. It'll help you. It teaches us a lot. We don't know her name, but we know her heart. We don't know her name, but we know where she was looking. We don't know a lot about her, but we know she never got her eyes quite on God. Remember Lot's wife.
Holy God.
Hey, I come to preach to us today on Sunday afternoon. I preach to you in my heart. Now it's your turn to respond to the preached word of God. I've done all I can do. I'm sweating. Amen. I look like a mess, I'm sure. Sweat running down my face. My hair sticking up. Amen. Sweat all over my shirt. But none of that bothers me. What bothers me is somebody in here. Amen. Better remember.
Lord's name.
Glory be to God. Bow your head with me, Lord.
Yes, God. Thank you, Lord.
You gave me this word today. I believe Lot wished a thousand times he'd listened to the man of God in his life and never ended up in Sodom. I believe a thousand times, Lord, people, if they don't watch out, they'll get themselves in Sodom. Lord, you give me this word today. I don't want to end in Sodom. Thank God for the plains. Amen. Thank God, brother, for the hills. Amen. Lot got out, but his wife got left. A part of him got left back in Sodom. Lord, it don't have to end there. There's a young person today. They've been looking ahead. They've been looking back. They've been looking ahead. They've been looking back. There's a middle-aged person. They've been looking ahead. They've been thinking, well, I don't know if this is really for me or not. And they're looking back. I believe there's an elderly person here today. Amen. They look ahead for a while and they look back. God said, remember Lot's wife.
Speak to God.
Never look back. While she plays here, it's decision time. I'm not even saying you're lost. I'm not sitting here trying to preach you're lost. But what I'm trying to tell you is, you ain't going to make it if you keep looking back.
Amen.
I mean, there's some people on the fence, what I believe. Keep looking back. Really? It's not so bad back there, Brother Earl. Man, they got restaurants are open. They're baking bread. Man, didn't you smell that bread this morning? Look at all the money. Man, we've prospered in business back there. So we've had a really good life in Sodom. Yeah, I know there's homosexual aura. I know there's sin. Amen. I know they tried to take advantage of those angels. Great God. If anything should have turned Lot's wife's mind around, and when Lot said, I can give you my daughters.
Amen.
Any mother would have jumped up and said, take care of the thing I got, but not my daughters. That's the blindness of sin.
Don't look back. Remember Lot's wife. We better find us a place to pray today. I preach to you in my heart.
Time. hand toward heaven and say, God, I've got to have you. Amen. More than prosperity, more than the things of this world, more than settling down in Sodom, I've got to have you, Lord. Come on, come on. Let's pour our hearts out. Let's love him today. Come on, come on, come on. Jesus, more than anything, I've got to have you.